The shakeup has indefinitely delayed the Willingham investigation. So the first question lawmakers asked new Forensic Science Commission Chair John Bradley was, when will that get back on track? Bradley basically answered, as soon as possible, although without saying how fast that would be. Instead, the Williamson County District Attorney spent much of his testimony focusing on what he considers were the mistakes made in creating the commission.
The legislature did not give the commission rulemaking authority. The legislature did not write definitions of the terms for how this stuff was supposed to be investigated. The legislature did not provide a budget in the first 2 years.
Bradley anticipates the commission will try to schedule a meeting in January. If so, it would be the first since Governor Perry appointed Bradley in late September. Lawmakers say delays like that and Governor Perry's last-minute replacements have left a, quote, cloud hanging over the commission's work. But Houston Senator Republican Dan Patrick cautioned Bradley to not let the Willingham case keep him from the commission's real work, like expediting a recently reported backlog in analyzing DNA rape kit evidence in Houston.
I hope that as you move forward, that you are not pushed and prodded by this 18-year-old case, but that you take your time to do this right, because it's the future of Texas and making sure that we find the right people who commit crime and put them in jail and make sure that innocent people don't go to jail.
Even Innocence Project co-director Barry Scheck was eager to turn the spotlight off the death penalty. The New York-based group petitioned the Forensic Commission to review the science used to convict Willingham. Scheck says the case is really about whether what he calls junk science is being used to convict people of arson.
The commission's job is to A, determine if that's going on, B, conduct audits about it, C, take corrective action. That's right there in the statute.
Houston Senator Democrat Rodney Ellis says if the commission continues to drag its feet on the case, he will use his power as a state senator to present his case to the public. That could include asking for another Senate committee hearing on Willingham specifically. For KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.